Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Hope you'll enjoy this one. We're going to talk about a survey that's just come out in the States, which says that a quarter of Americans are open to taking up arms against the government. Oh, no, says a poll. Right, we're going to chat about that. If you enjoy it, remember, hit the like button before we as we finish the podcast. And if you want to support our platform, you can do that by buying me a coffee. There's a link below. Or dropping a dollar in the donor box. The donor box, even. There's a link below. And don't forget, there's a brand new fan club you can sign up to. And there's a new premium podcast channel as well you can sign up to. Right, let's get to it. So, first thing to say, actually, just to start off, that the US Constitution is commonly misunderstood and misrepresented. It's not about protecting the government from the people. It's about protecting the people from the government. Okay? Just wanted to make that clear before we get into this one. So, more than a quarter of US residents feel so estranged from their government that they feel it might, quote, soon be necessary to take up arms against it, a poll released on Thursday claimed. This was published by the University of Chicago Institute of Politics. Now, it's like most pay polls, it's probably all fake. But just to say, this was a poll that they did of 1,000 people, and 25% of the people involved in the poll felt that their government is corrupt and rigged against everyday people like me. Well, I'd be one of them. Do you? How about you feel? I mean, even if you're living in the UK, do you believe that the government is corrupt and rigged against you? I sure as hell do. So I'm with the 25%. The data suggests that the extreme polarization in US politics remains strong. And of course, this is all against the background of the January the 6th show trial, which amusingly the media called the January 6th insurrection, the most deadliest insurrection known to man, when what, half a dozen people went for a stroll through the Capitol building. Oh no, it's worse than 9/11, I tell you, worse than Pearl Harbor. Definitely worse than the U.S. Civil War, right? So this is then where the British media is so entertainingly pathetic. This deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol stemmed from the false, partisan, pro-Donald Trump belief that Joe Biden did not win the 2020 elections. That, just to make it clear, the only person who died on the day was not anyone in the establishment, but one of those protesting against the stealing of the 2020 election, Ashley Babbitt. So, yeah, so that's where the deadliness comes from. So the deadliness was the protester being killed. Funny how the media managed to not quite go down that particular line of inquiry. And by the way, it was a completely rigged election to the core. That becomes more and more obvious by the day. If you've watched 2000 Mules, Dinesh D'Souza's broadcast on this, it's pretty clear exactly what happened. So we know that that we have an illegitimate government operating against the best interest of the American people. Let's look a little bit more. Although the violent insurrectionists targeted Republicans and Democrats alike, no, they didn't. GOP Trump loyalists have insisted that the committee is illegitimate. Well, of course it is. We see that. It's an absolute star chamber show trial. We know that. The sort of thing you get in North Korea. In fact, North Korea now looks arguably more democratic than parts of North America. The survey indicates that distrust in government varies along party lines. So basically, 80% of Democrats totally trust the elections. That number drops to 33% of Republicans. I would ask, who the hell are these 33% of Republicans who trust in the elections, who believe that they're valid? I mean, Liz Cheney can't represent 33% of Americans, can she? As per the poll, 49% of Americans concur that they feel more and more like a stranger in my own country. Well, of course, have you seen the immigration levels across that southern border? Of course, you feel more and more like a stranger in your own country, just like in the UK, because we are becoming strangers in our own country. That's why people like me have to speak up. And people like you, you know, I think also share this view. Of the 28% of voters who felt it might be necessary, quote, to take up arms against the government, 37% have had guns in their homes. Uh-oh. One-third of Republicans hold this belief about taking up arms. Pity, should be more like 100% of Republicans. Now, let's be clear. I'm not seeking an insurrection against a legitimate government. Absolutely far from it. I don't want to see that. But what I want to see is a legitimate government, you see. And that's not what you've got in America. You've got an illegitimate government presided over by a demented potato. And one of the corruption surrounding Biden is off the radar, not just his son Hunter, but all the stuff that's been going on, which we've got pretty good visibility of now. We know that this is a horrible, horrible moment in American history. So it's not surprising that some Americans say, well, we don't like this, and we don't feel that we can continue to support an illegitimate administration. And of course, the left-wing media then jump on that and say, you're talking insurrection. You're a domestic terrorist. No, we're not domestic terrorists. All we're saying is that we believe the 2020 election was stolen. We are pretty clear how it happened. So we know the Democrats had a plan. They put it in place. They may wish to replicate that plan this November in the midterms. I think it's going to be more difficult for them, but that still doesn't mean that they won't do it. They're bringing in issues like Roe v. Wade to energize their own demented base. They're trying to do that. But at the same time, you know, have you seen the price of petrol at the forecourt in the States? Have you seen that? Have you seen the inflation surging through the United States? I'm afraid Joe Biden is dismantling the U.S. economy, which during the Trump years was a booming economy and a prosperous economy. But now it's gone off the cliff. And of course, that was always the intention once they stole the election and got this guy into power. So just to say to the quarter of US citizens who would be open to potentially rising up against what a legitimate government, you'd have my support. Thanks for listening.